This summer, AI DuPont Hospital for Children rolled out a new reading program for its most vulnerable patients. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Shirley Min tells us about baby bookworms.
Nicole Hall's twins, Logan and Liam, were born 14 weeks premature.
Logan's doing a little bit better than Liam. He was a little bit bigger when they were born, so he's a little bit further ahead. And Liam's just kind of hanging out and trying to get off the little ventilator that he's on.
Because they were born so early, Hall's boys are in the neonatal intensive care unit here at AI DuPont Hospital for Children. Their every need is met in the NICU, including helping them grow their minds. NICU nurse Sarah Bakke came up with the idea of baby bookworms, a program the hospital started in June.
Baby bookworms is really about language nutrition. So language nutrition is the idea that, you know, we give breast milk to nourish the body, but words nourish the brain.
The program educates parents about the concept and coordinates volunteers to read books to the fragile babies 3 times a day, 7 days a week. Research shows exposing children to lots of quality words before the age of 3 gives them a huge academic advantage later on in life.
During 0 and 18 months, that's the period of the most rapid brain growth that occurs in life. And so when we educate parents and tell them this simple act of reading can have such a great impact on their baby's later academic success, I think that empowers them to really help, you know, play a role in that and feel like they're making an impact and partnering with us and the volunteers.
The March of Dimes Delaware chapter donated the books and the mobile cart that parents and volunteers can pull from. Nicole Hall, whose twins are in the NICU, likes how the program is focused on improving babies' developmental potential.
I think it's really cool just because we can't be here all the time. So to know that they're reading to them and kind of nourishing them in that way is really cool.
Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon.
18-year-old Jessica Coulter volunteers at the hospital and loves how the simple act of reading a nursery rhyme can make a difference.
They really take that in, especially when they're in the NICU. They're hearing monitors and the same sounds, the same voices. So when you get a chance to bring them out of that zone, they really, really take that in.
NICU babies in other hospitals are read to as well, but Bakke says the scale of AI's program, the education of the parents, and having volunteers come on a regular basis is unique. Bakke says the next chapter for baby bookworms is to expand to other parts of the hospital. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.